hope we did our part in putting a smile on your face, a tap in your toe, a skip in your step, and a sparkle in your eye. That's our mission every single Saturday morning. Go ahead and roll out this CCR. It doesn't get any better than that. Go ahead and pick up your 4 foot level. Take your Stanley or DeWalt tape measure and go ahead and play a little air guitar right here. Man, doesn't get any better than that. Thanks for tuning in to Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition, broadcasting live, getting ready to wrap it up here from the Pella Window and Door Factory in Pella, Iowa. Let's see if we can sneak in Mike, who's calling in from Tucson, with a particular door and window question. Good morning, Mike. We appreciate you listening to Rosie on the House. What's your question?
Hello. Did you got Mike here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I dropped the phone. Sorry. my question
Stage
would
fright.
Be,
yeah.
How are you guys doing? I guess you're getting ready to wrap up.
Hey, man, we're doing super fantastic.
We really are, but we have time for you, sir. Go ahead.
Appreciate it. I'm in Tucson, and I've tried everything. Every little which way, about stuff from Ace Hardware. I've got a door here. There was a lot of daylight underneath it and stuff, ants, scorpions, they're my biggest problem. And the door, if I'm told, it would cost about $2,000 to replace. It's one of these huge glass doors.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which I don't, you know, I'm not too crazy about doing. And I'm trying to get someone who might specialize in insulating a door to solve the kind of problem I've just described to you in Tucson.
Mike, is it a swinging or sliding door?
No, it's got it's a swing door.
Okay. All right. Well, Matt, what part of Tucson are you in, Mike?
I'm on the northeast side of town.
Okay, very good. I would think we could get one of the Pella service reps out to Mike's house and see what they could do in the way of just adding some weather strip and door sweeps and hopefully make good whatever we could do with the door that's there.
Yeah, we could definitely take a look at that.
Yeah. So the Pella store in Tucson is right on Oracle, north of Ina.
North of Ina. 7780 North Oracle Road there. It's on the east side of the road.
And, Mike, we'll have the service rep contact you about just getting out there and doing a courtesy inspection for Mike. Okay? Very good. Get you sealed up. Nothing worse than uninvited guests like creepy crawlies and scorpions.
A couple years ago, we talked to the inventor out of Oklahoma, and he was at the National Hardware Show again as well. But something, if y'all haven't seen it yet, it's Cinch. It's the same, spelled the same as the Gene Line, C-I-N-C-H, but it's an adjustable weather stripping add-on for cases like this. So I would see for his situation where he's not really looking at door replacement, and y'all don't really make weather stripping parts for products that aren't yours.
Correct. This,
and it's got a 3M adhesive, so you should check out that Cinch line, Mike. And if you've got spaces or voids around the door, it's a great way to shore that up. It's about a $15 product. You can get it almost any Ace Hardware now.
Yeah, and there are a number of different types of adjustable door sweeps at the bottom that a lot of people don't know they're adjustable, and you can raise them up or down. And also what's important to make sure is you've got what we call dust plugs, which are, it's almost like a black piece of fuzz in the bottom of each corner of the door, which is certainly ample space if they're missing for scorpions and bugs to get through. So there's lots of weather stripping ideas you can get out there to seal those doors
it's
up.
It's creepy just what ample space for a scorpion to squeeze through is. I mean, it's a couple sheets of paper. That's thickness. That's it. They can get in there.
One of the things we do, Mike, is we encourage people to consider just getting to a feed or tack store and pick up some DE compound, make it food grade so it doesn't hurt any of your pets or anyone that lives in and around the house.
And then you can handle it with your bare hands.
And you can handle it with your bare hands. A lot of times what people will do is just take that DE and put it into an old ketchup dispenser and just spray the DE along the outside threshold of the house. It's actually ground up seashells. And when it gets on the out the outer surface of any ectoskeleton pest, like a roach or an ant or a scorpion, it actually kills that particular critter. So we can get you pretty well sealed up on the threshold and the door sweep, but I'll tell you what, a little DE applied periodically is a great, great safe way of also treating your pesticide control problem as well. So food grade DE along your outside doors, thresholds, and foundations goes a long way for wiping out scorpions.
My takeaway from this whole trip is what you had said earlier. It's just a confirmation that we're partnered with the right window for Arizona homeowners that treat people right. Do y'all have a takeaway that you would like to leave our listeners with, Pella?
Yeah, it's been fantastic having you guys here. It's so hard to explain and show the lengths that Pella goes to not only build their product, but to do it right and not cut any corners and then go above and beyond the industry standards. And so for me, every time I get to go through there, I always learn something new, but I'm always impressed at the lengths Pella will go to set the bar.
Absolutely. And now I promise, quit making fun of Midwesterners. Now that I've gotten to know a few, the only one I'll make fun of anymore is Sean Heiser.
He's our escort to the airplane. You may wait till after we're gone to start making Sean jokes.
He's our chauffeur to the airport. Well, Don Foster, owner of the Mountain West Region Pella Stores, thanks for arranging this entire weekend. We have certainly enjoyed it. Matt Lacko, thanks for joining us with all your window indoor expertise. And Arizona homeowners, we certainly appreciate y'all tuning in every Saturday morning as you loyally and religiously do. We would like to mention that if this show has enlightened, encouraged, or educated you in any way, we'd like you to do everyone at Rosie on the House a big favor and just pay it forward. You find somebody that needs to be enlightened, educated, and emboldened, and do it. We'll see y'all next Saturday morning right here at Rosie on the House. Until